I wish I had a church in here. Hallelujah! When you gave your life to me, you did it right then. You have won again. You tell my friends that he did it again.
Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to the First Baptist Church prayer service for Wednesday, the 3rd of May in the year 2023. God is so good. I'm just so happy because this is the beginning of my birthday month in 27 days. Praise God, God willing. I will be praising God, God willing. I just also want to give a special request for prayer, or let me start over. Yesterday I was thinking about our sick and shut-in members, most specifically those of which who are serving in the choir. I was thinking about sisters Millicent Machete and her husband Robert, as well as Sister Betty McKenzie Mabry, and any other members of the choir who might be sick and shut in. And I was just thinking about how good God is and how he's kept us through all of our trials and tribulations. He's kept us through the good and the bad. He's kept us through no matter what president is in office, no matter what Congress is doing, no matter what's going on in our government, no matter what's going on in our households, he still kept us. And so God is was on my mind. And so today when I reached out to Missionary Grace Robinson to find out what musical selection she would like to hear before speaking, she told me what it was, and I said, see how God works, because it was God is. So tonight's theme, if I had to put a theme on it as far as music was concerned, is God is. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I have two things for you to keep in mind. Number one, please try to quiet all background noise when the line is unmuted, especially when we have the lines open for our prayer requests. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise, coming from Deacon Charles S. Fleet, Jr.
Good evening, church, family, friends, and visitors. Let us pray. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Our Father, I thank you for your blessings of this day, for allowing us to make it this far, for blessing us from Dick this morning's rising and reaching Dick his point of the day, the 19th hour of this day. Thanking you for blessing us that we have made it to see the start of this fifth month in 2023. Thanking you, Lord, for your blessings upon us of food, clothing, and shelter, a reasonable portion of health that you have brought us through seen and unseen dangers. And we thank you for that. Thank you, Lord, for blessing the First Baptist Fellowship, blessing each and every member of the fellowship. Be with them as they go along the rest of their day and the rest of this week. Praying for those that are sick and shut in, and those that are under the shadow of bereavement. Thanking you, Lord, for what you have blessed us with and for keeping us and allowing us to make it this far. I know, O Lord, that you have been with me through seen and unseen danger that we are still here. Just giving you praise and thanks for your blessings upon First Baptist, our interim pastor Young, for Reverend Tucker, for the official board, the deaconess, the deacons, and the trustees, praying that you will bless each and every member of the fellowship, that they will have a good week. I just say thank you, and I pray these prayers in your name, Jesus the Christ, my Lord and Savior. Amen.
Our scripture reading will come from Sister Diane Barnes. Sister Barnes, are you with us? Okay, we'll come back to Sister Barnes. Let's move on to our prayer from Deacon Reginald Hardman, Sr.
Good evening, Church. Pray with me as we talk to the Lord. Dear God, I thank you so much for this evening. I thank you for everyone that is currently on this line. Thank you for those who will join us at some future point. Love you, Lord. We praise you and honor you. Thank you for allowing our church to set aside this time to speak to you just for a little while. You know, there's a lot of things going on in this world today. Some you approve of and some you don't. We know, Father, that there are people out here who need you. We all need you and want you in our lives. We need you, Father. We need your Son, Jesus, to continue to work miracles. People are in diverse situations. They need all kinds of help. Some are lying on their sick beds. Some have lost loved ones. Some are hungry. Some are struggling with financial difficulties. Some have health problems. Father, we know that you know what's going on in everyone's lives. And we ask you right now to look down on us. And as we give you praise, we ask you through your Son Jesus to heal when you will. We know, Father, that you are capable of doing everything except lying and failing. And so, Father, we know that you said you would be with us even until the end of the ages. And we come submitting ourselves to you, our will to you, right here and right now. We love you, Lord. We praise and honor you. We know your will be done. And we ask you to wrap us up in your will. We know, Father, that you will come to our rescue. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us. We believe that, Father. We know that whenever we needed you, you were right there. You supply all of our needs. When we lay down, sleep at night, you send your angels to watch over us and comfort us. And we say, thank you, Lord. Thank you so much. You can wake up every day and just say hallelujah to your name. Thank you for our church. Thank you for the interim pastor. We ask you to bless our congregation as only you can. Bless all the auxiliaries of our church. Each member, bless us all individually and collectively. Bless the homes in which we live. Bless our families. Father, keep us together as only you can. We love you, we praise you, and honor you because you're worthy. Whatever praise we send up, fall short of the praise that you are due. Father, we know that we can never praise you enough. Thank you for this medium that allows us to still gather. Oh, COVID thought they had us, thought they were going to separate us, thought they were going to divide us. But you put in somebody's heart, somebody's mind, how we can still come together through this medium. And even more so than we did before COVID. And we say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything. I could go on and on. But I just want to say we love you, Lord. We can't thank you enough for all that you do. Thank you for the Holy Spirit who leads, guides, pours wisdom, knowledge, and understanding into our hearts and minds and souls. We thank you for giving us the ability to follow that thought. God, we love you, we praise you, and honor you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. We thank you for all you do. Thank you for leaving a record on the record for how we should love one another, how we should love Jesus, our Savior, and how we should love God, our Father. This is our servant's prayer this evening. Thank you so much. Amen, amen, and amen.
Sister Barnes?
Yes, I'm ready.
Are you? Okay, all right.
I will read Psalms 51, 1 through 9. O God, block out my transgression. Have mercy on me, O Lord, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, block out my transgression. Wash away all my iniquity and clean me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sins is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. For you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desire faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in the secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide my face from my sins and block out all my iniquity. Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our closed mic prayer. We will now be blessed with a prayer from Deacon Kenneth Brooks, Sr.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I give thanks for the blessings of my church family. I love that we can come together to worship you and encourage one another. I thank you that we have the privilege of praying together and praying for each other. I'm incredibly blessed by the brothers and sisters in Christ and how we use our individual gifts and personalities to serve you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I pray that you help First Baptist Church with winning more soldiers for Christ, especially as division grows in our world. I pray that First Baptist Church can be present, inclusive, and open to all, not secluded or closed off. Please give confidence and wisdom, Heavenly Father, to those in charge. Encouragement to all to dig into your word. You, God, are the answer. Let us find our truth in you and share it with others. Help us connect, Heavenly Father, with those who are unconnected from you. Heavenly Father, I pray for your strength and protection. Heavenly Father, continue to cover us with your grace and mercy. And let us be filled with gratitude to you, Heavenly Father. Nothing will be able to separate us from your love, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Missionary Grace Robinson, who has been a member of First Baptist Church for over 50 years and is in the Solomon Circle.
Yeah. Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends. I am so thankful to be here with you all this evening at our prayer service. As we talk to God and listen to what He has put on my heart to give you, we thank God for this message, and I pray that you will receive it as He has blessed me to give it. Who can find a virtuous woman? This is the question that was posed in Proverbs 31:10. When we read the scriptures, we learn that a woman is virtuous by the way she carries herself, and that includes the way she dresses. In Proverbs 31:25, this scripture reads, "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come." Christian women, are we asking ourselves if what we are wearing truly honors God? Today, my question is, who can find a virtuous woman who is fully clothed to honor God? As the Bible states, we are in the world, my sisters, but not of the world. For this reason, we are set apart and called to dress differently than the women of the world. Godly women we were put here on assignment to stand out. But we must continue to stand out by making a faith statement, not a fashion statement. As Christian women, what message does that send for the hem of our garments? To be just as short or shorter than the worldly stage entertainer? Many of you have probably heard about the recent transformation of the reality TV star formerly known as Blac Chyna. She is a Washington, D.C. native and now goes by her real name, Angela White. Angela announced to her fans that she gave her life to Christ and as a result, completely transformed her outer appearance. Before, she was known for showing off her voluptuous body. Now, she is more focused on saving souls and defining herself as a virtuous woman. She realized that required a change in her outer appearance and her dress. And when you make that transformation and become a true virtuous woman, God will give your face a natural glow that you can't buy at an Ulta beauty store. Sisters, again, we look to the word where it says in Proverbs 31:30, favor is deceitful and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Take a look in your mirror and see if the reflection is of a virtuous woman. We are the women of God and need to keep doing and speaking God's word as long as we live. Romans 12, 1 and 2 states, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your body, dedicating all of yourselves, set apart as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your rational, logical, intelligent act of worship. And do not be conformed to this world any longer with its superficial values and customs, but be transformed and progressively changed as you mature spiritually by the renewing of your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes so that you may prove for yourself what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in His plan and purpose for you. Always remember that the Lord blesses the soul and not the clothes. So come and follow Jesus the way you are. Living in Christ Jesus will change your mind and heart. Then you will be blessed going in and blessed coming out. In Jesus' name, I pray that it touched all of the ladies here, because we are the women of the world that God is using. We are the body of Christ, and we have a mandate, and we must follow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. The lines will be open for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation to Missionary Robinson and her message. The lines will be open for 20 seconds. Please try to quiet all background noise when the line is open.
Virtuous woman, God bless you, Mary Robinson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And reminding us that how we should live
for
Christ.
Standard of the Lord. Bless you.
Thank you. Ooh. Thank you so much.
To God be the glory.
He took your time and explained it to us all so we can understand.
Awesome words. Awesome.
Lord is good.
To God be the glory.
Bless us those who believe him.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Sister.
To God be the glory.
So good.
I thought Deacon Bazemore was about to preach, so please, I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize for that. I do want to let you know that there is a Jessica Ford FBC Book Scholarship that's sponsored by the First Baptist Church Women's Book Club. The scholarship is named in honor of the late Deaconess Jessica Ford. She was a lifelong educator and a lover of the written word. The ladies of the First Baptist Church Women's Book Club provide this annual book scholarship to a rising college student or students at First Baptist Church Randolph Street by granting them a book scholarship to be used at a college or university of their choice. As we think about our young people and about our graduating seniors, please contribute to this worthy cause. Donations can be made via online giving or by check or money order. The First Baptist Church Virtual Health Ministry and First Baptist Senior Center would like to invite guests and the community to join them for a 2023 Memorial Day cookout and yard sale. This event is taking place on Thursday, May 25th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 715 Randolph Streets Northwest. They will have free music, food, games, giveaways, health information, blood pressure screening, fun, and more fun. So for more information on how you can get in on all of this fun, please call 202-765-2513 or 202-723-4313. I also want to remind you that our First Baptist Church prayer service recordings are now available on the church's website, and all of the recordings for April have been uploaded and are now accessible. They can be viewed by clicking on the prayer request tab on the church's website. We will now have remarks and prayers coming from Reverend Dr. Emmett Young III, who is the interim pastor at First Baptist Church.
say good evening to everybody. Thank God for First Baptist Church family and friends. Thank God for all of you who shared in this wonderful prayer experience on tonight. Certainly, as even in the springtime, the temperatures seem to have dropped by weather, raining, cloudy, and all that. But I truly feel sunshine in my heart from all that is taking place on tonight, from the prayers rendered, from the word, and certainly from our inspirational speaker. We thank God for Sister Robinson for that reminder to make sure that we are not conformed to this world, but we are set apart, we are different, and we also stand out. Thank you so much for that reminder, and we thank God for all of our participants on tonight, and for you, who thought it not a robbery, to join us as we worship together, as we pray together, and as we share together as a body of believers and as a church family. Please pay attention to all the things that Sister Tinsley has mentioned, and certainly to all the things that are in the pastor's letter, the attachments and the announcements of upcoming events. We did want to let you know, especially for those who if you have not seen the pastor's letter yet, that our reopening committee met and made recommendations, looked at all the things that are going on in regards to CDC and our city, and then just the mandates coming down from the government. And we're changing our entry policy into a mask optional entry. And so you can still enter on New Hampshire Avenue and Randolph Street, and that front entrance in the lobby, the Randolph Street side, just the side, will still be closed. But entering on Randolph Street and New Hampshire Avenue and Randolph Street, the elevator will be available for those who need it. But once you come in, there will not be a temperature check, and there will be no more registration, and masks are optional. We are absolutely still encouraging vaccinations. So please make sure that if you've not got your vaccinations and boosters, you can do that. If you're not vaccinated, we're asking that you would please wear a mask while you're in service. But this is a change from our policies that we opened up with just a year ago. We know that the pandemic is coming to an end. COVID is still around. We may not be in a pandemic any longer, but COVID is still around, so we continue to be vigilant. And want to be safe as we can. And so once again, masks are optional, and that starts this Sunday, first Sunday, May 7th, which is Communion Sunday. Communion Sunday, we will also have the Bright Hand of Fellowship on Sunday. Interim Pastor Young, myself, will be preaching. And we are just excited about what God is doing in our midst and glad to be able to welcome all into our sanctuary on Sunday and certainly in person. We're glad that the work has been done for the TVs and installation, and those who are AV ministry are being trained to do something new and different and exciting for our streaming, those online and in the service. So we are just, like I said, we're excited about all these things. Coming up, of course, is our Women's Day on May 21st. Reverend Karen Curry, Associate Minister of Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church, will be our guest preacher for the morning. Women's Choir will be singing, and it's just going to be a great time. You'll be hearing even more about that. And a lot of things that are going on as the spring is here and summer is coming, and we're continuing to look toward God, to be focused on God, and just excited about what the Lord is doing at First Baptist Church. We've come tonight to pray. We've come tonight to hear the word. We've come tonight to be inspired and encouraged in our walk, this faith walk that we have in our journeys. But once again, we really come to pray because we believe and trust in God. So the line's going to be open for 20 seconds. 20 seconds. 20 seconds, please render your prayer request unto God. There's so much to pray for. They are sick and shut in. Among us, there have been those who have had to go to the hospital this week. There are those who are already in the hospital dealing with serious situations. You, wherever you are, you need prayer. And so the lines are going to be open. Render your prayer request to the Lord.
I pray for the Fleet family. I pray for Robert and Wilson McSherry. I pray for Sister Betty and her family. I pray for all of the First Baptist family. I pray for this country. I pray for this world.
May his family survive.
Gracious God, we once again thank you for your favor. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. Had it not been for you, Lord, we don't know where we would be. And so we pause this evening to say thank you. We pause this evening to worship you. We pause this evening to fellowship with our sisters and brothers in Christ, to receive inspiration, God, as we walk by faith and not by sight. So we come praying and believing, trusting in your holy power, thanking you for your many blessings. There are so many things that are going on in the world, so many things that are going on in our community, from active shooters in Atlanta to natural disasters in other parts of the world, to wars abroad, and even to our own communities where we've seen violence. We've seen so many different things, and yet we still believe in you. There are those who we know who are sick and in hospital. We're praying right now for all of our members who are in the hospital, who are going through serious situations, God. We pray healing in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you would be not just a fence, but a healer, because you are Jehovah Rophi. You know all about us, so heal as only you can, Father. We trust in you, God. We're praying for those, Lord God, on their jobs, those in their families who need reconciliation, those, Lord God, who, once again, are trying to figure out which way to go and need to hear a word from you. Speak as only you can, Lord. Bless our church, every member, one by one, name by name, household by household. Thank you for the leadership of the church. Thank you for those, Lord God, who are working to be able to hear your voice and working to be able to do what your will is, as you will send a servant to lead this branch of Zion as you would have it to go. So we thank you, God. Thank you for our Pastor Emeritus, Pastor Tucker. Thank you for him, for his wisdom, even for his guidance. Thank you for his family. Continue to keep him in a mighty way as only you can. God, we need you now. We need you, Lord, because we understand that this world offers us so much. As it's already been told to us, the world wants us to go one way. The world wants us to look a certain way. But we stand apart. So give us what we need to stand apart, to think about those things that are noble, that are true, that are right, that are good, to be able to walk this Christian journey, to be able to say, greater are you that's in us than he that's in this world, to be able to always look towards you and know that we can do anything through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So we thank you for the light that you put in us, and we are going to let our light shine, to stand apart, to win souls for you, to speak and allow our lives to be an example of what it means to be saved. That's right, saved. Saved out of sin, saved out of the hands of the enemy, and into your hands, the hands of goodness, the hands of eternity, and the hands of sustenance. We love you, God, and we give your name glory. Focus us, strengthen us, and we say thank you for your favor. Lord, we love you. Continue to supply us with every need according to your riches and glory. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let us all say amen, amen, and amen.